has not come. When my moose meat spluttered rowdily in the frying pan, I noticed old Ebbett's nostrils twitch and distend as he caught the food scent. He ceased rocking for a space and forgot to groan, while a look of intelligence seemed to come into his face. Zilla, on the other hand, rocked more rapidly, and for the first time, in sharp little yelps, voiced her pain. It came to me that their behavior was like that of hungry dogs, and in the fitness of things, I should not have been astonished had Zilla suddenly developed a tail and thumped it on the floor in right doggish fashion. Ebbets drooled a little and stopped his rocking very frequently to lean forward and thrust his tremulous nose nearer to the source of gustatory excitement. When I passed them each a plate of the fried meat, they ate greedily, making loud mouth noises, champings of worn teeth and sucking intakes of the breath, accompanied by a continuous spluttering and mumbling. After that, when I gave them each a mug of scalding tea, the noises ceased. Easement and content came into their faces. Zilla relaxed her sour mouth long enough to sigh her satisfaction. Neither rocked anymore, and they seemed to have fallen into placid meditation. Then a dampness came into Ebbett's eyes.